The most hurtful time of the year are New Year's resolutions for each other. Today's lucky person, victim, Katie.
So, Katie, this one's a little more personal between you and I. Okay, so so recently, like, we've got along great, you know?
Yes.
Like we were in Savannah, like, we were splitting appetizers, you know? Wow. We were playing checkers together, you know?
I guessed
your fart, you know? you were being a wing woman for me at one point. Like, we were high-fiving, me and you, Josie, dancing, having a great time.
Uh-huh.
But the key characteristic about those times is that we're not here at the station. And when I first walked in the new year, you're like, what's up, you sack of crap? And then, so my New Year's resolution for you, Katie, is for you to treat me like we're not here at the station. Yeah, because when we're here at the station, it's just complete 180.
Okay.
Yeah, just like, because I know, like, maybe you just hate walking in the door in general when you come here. But if you can just, like, pretend like we're getting some appetizers at a bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what else we had in common, though, then, Squid?
What?
Is that we're drinking. We're drinking.
Yeah. I'll start drinking before you get to bed.
Please.
We're borderline out of our minds. And then I come here and I'm opposite of that.
Yeah.
And so it shows.
Okay, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
You maybe can get the higher ups to let you drink while you're here.
I mean, it used to happen. It used to happen all the time. I don't know why things have to change. Like, everything has to change.
Outside of work, Katie is like a different person.
Yeah, it's so true.
For sure. And all the best ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree.
I'll do mine. And this is hard because I think we have a good relationship. I know we get into it from time to time, and you've been there for me many times, good and bad, and most recently it's been a lot of bad. So anyway, so I do want to preface that I have really appreciated that.
That's how you know it's going to be bad.
No. This is hard for me, but if you could just be, I think the perception is that you're very open-minded, but I think you're very closed-minded on certain things.
Okay.
And like, we'll be talking about stuff off the air, and like the look on your face, like me and Jason, is like, ugh. Instead of just being like, who cares, or just be a part of the conversation, like, I feel like we have to wait till you leave the room to bring up certain things because we feel like we might upset you. You've never said you were.
You mean like politics?
Or even we'll talk about sports stuff, you're like, I'm out. Like, in promotions meeting, we're talking about, so you're like, oh my God, I'm out. And you're like, what was that? I'm like, they're just talking about sports at the end. Who cares?
Okay.
Just be.
Yes.
Okay. I understand that. You don't have to stay in the meeting. I understand. I don't want the meeting to be longer.
Right.
Yeah, it happened on Tuesday.
Right. Just more open-minded about, like, just different things. I think overall you don't care people doing their personal lives, but I think certain topics, when they come up, like, I feel like either our buttholes are clenching or yours is, and I just want to have a free flow of nonsense in here.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about on the air, I'm talking about off the air.
Because you'd have a looser butthole.
Yeah, my butthole's real tight.
All right. Yes.
But I know when we're not at work, I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
only
that is
in
true.
The confines
that is
of
true.
This mm-hmm. of these four walls.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
Feel free.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
But I need you, and I will take it into consideration for sure. I will.
You don't have to do anything.
But I need you to consider the fact that I am, even though I'm not 100% female, that I am the only female on the show.
Right.
And so when I am the only female in the meeting of which you were speaking.
With Josie.
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't there. Traditionally,
well,
she's there.
Yeah, but
yeah, she, yeah, why,
but she
why
just
she?
Happened okay. to not be. And yeah. so it is all dude-centric all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't have I don't have anybody to talk to about, the podcast I was listening to I can share it with you guys, but you guys all just have your club. And so you guys will get nitty gritty into the sports details. And I'm like, I want to die.
Right.
I want to physically die.
Well, there's times when you and Josie are in here talking.
So rare.
Off the air. Well,
so rare.
Usually you're not
but
saying
she,
anything.
She makes up for part of the month.
That's not me.
And y'all talking
me.
About girls stuff. And I like. I just show interest.
So rare.
Or anything you talk to me off the air. I mean, you know, I show interest. I'm not like, oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know. Just try to be a little more open-minded or just not seem so. And I don't want to get into politics, but it's going to be election year, so it's going to come up. I've for the last 3 years haven't.
And I don't mind getting into it.
Like, can we make jokes about certain people off the air?
As long as you don't instantly have the rebuttal every time I do it back to you.
No, you can do that. I don't care. Yeah. Bring the jokes on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you'll consider being more open-minded so that our buttholes can be looser.
Looser buttholes. Yes. Got it.
Jason Goodman.
Excellent.
Noted.
What is your New Year's resolution for Katie?
Well, I originally was going to say to stop being so mean to Jason Goodman.
See, he snuck one in. Yep. He snuck another one in.
Yeah.
Well, Squid kind of said it because she seems... Me and Katie get along very well outside of the radio station for some reason.
Yeah.
So there's a theme.
Common denominator.
We really do. Even in the hallway.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to say that for my resolution.
Okay.
So I was originally going to say that, but mine is going to be, and I had a toss up between two. I have three written down
just
here.
Just one's good.
I know.
One is good.
I'm just going to pick the middle one. The middle one is, I think, Katie. It's New Year's resolution, and maybe because I'm trying to do this too, which is stop worrying about if somebody else gets something they don't always deserve and putting so much effort in being upset about it and not worrying about it.
All right.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Stop being a hater.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody gets something and life's not fair with that. Put more energy on yourself than that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll be happier.
Okay.
And we all will be too.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to say about that, Katie?
There's a lot I'd like to say about it. Yeah, I just will take it into consideration. And also, I like to fight for fairness. That's mm-hmm. all. I just like for things to be seen.
Fight.
Well, but also, I think if you don't fight for that kind of stuff, then the unfairness just continues because that's the way it's always been.
Right, but yeah, I don't think...
You know, certain things just are, like, accepted because that's the way we've always accepted
but
it.
But your
and it's,
fight is not changing anything because the person typically never knows. And
I'm
it's
aware.
Just, it creates bitterness.
Yeah.
And that bitterness is energy that's wasted. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know...
And there's certain... Without a doubt, I think, you know, fight for what's right and what you believe in. But, you know, pick the ones that make a difference, I guess.
I definitely have had it on my resolution to care less.
Well, care that's less. Not what exactly
I'm saying.
It
feels like fight all the time. Try to make a difference. And at some point, not to give up, but I think at some point you just reach an impasse and you're like, I've done what I can.
Well, I think some of the unfairness things are kind of superficial rather than more meaningful. Maybe pick the more meaningful ones and go with that.
That's subjective.
That's subjective.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.